Welcome to the Wander Learn Show. I'm your host, Frantz Tapon. It's May 10th, 2024. In this episode, I have Glenn Van Pesky. He is the author of Take Less, Do More. Fantastic book. You should definitely read it, especially if you like Hike Your Own Hike. Today's news, you've got Donald Trump fighting a hush money trial. You've got some attacks in Israel and Gaza, which is ongoing. Problems in Ukraine, in Kharkiv, which is the northern city. That Russia is trying to make an incursion in Ukraine. Got all sorts of bad news, and that is something you might want to keep in mind when you listen to this particular segment with Glenn Van Pesky, where we talk about reframing and recalibrating your life. A lot of times we have a tendency to feel sorry for ourselves, to be disappointed, angry, or upset that things are just not going our way. Well, occasionally it helps to stop and think about what other people are going through. Okay, he'll be back next week, where we'll talk a little bit more about what stuff you should carry in your backpack. The most interesting episode, I think, is the final one where it's the fifth and final one where he talks about surviving a plane crash that killed his pilot. It was a small plane. You're going to want to subscribe to hear that one. That's coming out in 2 weeks. We're back with Glenn Van Pesky. And now I want you to tell me a little bit about this guy who lost his job in India and then went to India to find out the guy who stole his job.
Spurlock, that's who it was. And so they paid to take him over to meet the Indian guy that had taken his job, supposedly. And it was super interesting. I mean, it was a guy from, you know, middle of the country, Iowa or something like that. And he finds himself in India and they're down dirt roads and he ends up in, you know, what most of us would probably consider a shack. And you've got the grandparents and the kids and the, you know, they were super gracious hosts and welcomed him into their, and it was interesting, you know, he was a little, you know, not happy and standoffish, but I mean, they welcomed him in and treated him like one of the family. And I just remember like the closing interview and he's back in Iowa or wherever it was. And he says, "Oh my gosh," he says, "you know, they are doing so much. It's like, you know, I was using my job to buy new fishing rods and things like that. I mean, they're supporting probably a family of 10 on that job." He says, "I'm glad they have it." He says, "I'll find something else to do." You know, gave him a new perspective on his life and how good he has it. And he was able to feel joy for them having, quote, his job. So I thought that was a very cool episode.
Yeah, and also about hoarding wealth. We look at billionaires, how they're hoarding their wealth. And there's people, I remember the Occupy Wall Street movement talked about the top 1%. And I remember one commentator says, most of the people who are protesting the top 1%, they're in the top 1% themselves in the world level. In other words, compared to the average person in Bangladesh or whatever, I mean, those guys in Manhattan who are protesting against the top 1% are part of the global 1%. And they just don't even realize it, because sometimes we just forget. We get lost in our own little world and we don't realize how incredibly blessed we all are. and I think backpacking teaches you a little bit about that, because we all go back to basics. I mean, we're literally sleeping on if you're like you and me, we sleep on these razor thin tarps, pads, and have a tarp, not even the luxury of a tent. And we sleep in the quite austere conditions. And it reminds us like how good we have it, because this is how 99.9% of human existence was before us.
And even today, there's large portions of the world that are living a life that is not that much different.
Yep.
And probably a lot harder than a lot of people do car camping. I mean, without a lot of the conveniences.
I'm in Cote d'Ivoire right now, and there's about 90% humidity. Temperatures are about 35 degrees Celsius, which is, you know, like in the 90s. Incredible humidity, nonstop. And there's people who don't even have a fan, and no electricity. And they're in these incredible conditions. But I think that's the beauty of backpacking, right? Is that we kind of... It's a way to, like, I think, remind yourself to be grateful.
Exactly. Like, it kind of gets back to, you know, it resets your appreciation, I think. Two things. One, it's, you know, you're surviving things. You get out of, we're very good at controlling our environment here in the United States. You know, we go from you know, temperature controlled homes to temperature controlled cars to temperature controlled offices. And when you're out in the wilderness, it's like you don't control things anymore. You can plan for anticipated conditions, but it's the wilderness. It may be different than you think. And I think it's healthy for us to be in those uncontrolled things because we have to rely on ourselves, you know, whatever skills we've learned, whatever equipment we've brought to meet whatever challenges come up. And it resets our appreciation for the conveniences that we take for granted. You know, it's nothing like sleeping on the ground for a week to get back and that, whoa, this mattress is a lot nicer than I remember. You know, you appreciate it. And like a hot shower, I was like, yeah, of course we have hot showers. But after a month of no hot shower, it's like it takes on, it's a different experience.
There's a quote on page 100 of your book. We always look at what we don't have and seldom stop to inventory all the ways our lives have been touched by good fortune and grace.
Kind of apropos, all the profits from the sales of the book are being donated. I'm making zero money from the book. But people complain about, you know, hoarding of wealth and these billionaires. And there's certainly, in today's world, plenty of examples of that. And I heard a quote once that said, you know, if you ask most people, like, what's too much money, like, most people will kind of come up with a number that they think they could possibly one day make, and that's okay. And right. Anything more than that is too much money.
That's so true.
Yeah, but, you know, we were having a discussion railing against, like, the Jeff Bezos and Elon Musk and, you know, people, the bazillionaires of the world, and saying, though, they should be doing more to, you know, to give back, to solve the problems of hunger and disease and in so many parts of the world. And, you know, I guess I don't worry about what other people do with their money because I can't control that. But the one thing that I have to realize is that for probably 90% of the world, I'm effectively Jeff Bezos.
Right.
To someone living where you are right now, if they looked at my house and how I live, I'm like Jeff Bezos to them. I mean, they can't even comprehend the luxury of my existence. So I need to keep that in mind. And secondly, it's like, am I comfortable with what I'm doing? I'm not going to worry about what Jeff Bezos is doing because I can't control him. But I can control what I do. And so I need to make sure that what I do is that I'm okay with it. And that's, you know, my personal rule is if I'm not noticing the amount that I'm giving away, well, then I should give away more. Yeah.
And that ends this episode of the Wander Learn podcast, where we explore travel, technology, and transformation. If you'd like to see the show notes with links to what we've talked about, go to wanderlearn.com and click on this episode. If you'd like to connect with me, just remember F. Tapon. That's my first initial and my last name. F. Tapon is always my social media username. My website is ftapon.com. Do you want to leave me an anonymous voicemail where you can make a comment or ask a question? Then go to speakpipe.com/ftapon. Furthermore, if you'd like to get rewarded for supporting my projects, then go to patreon.com/ftapon. That's where you can pick up some remarkable rewards for as little as $2 a month. Now, 5 quick favors. Number 1, subscribe to the Wander Learn podcast. 2, download it. 3, share it. 4, review it. And 5, sign up for my newsletter at wanderlearn.com. Our theme music was composed by Eric Stratman. This is Francis Tapon, encouraging you to wander and learn.